Oh, you wearing them suits like Johan. Oh, no, you want them little hair tongue braids like Ampine. Oh, you trying to get you a little stud like Devin Han.
Young nigga from that north side, I never been capping. Duval nigga, I'm never ducking that action. I pull up in that whip, niggas know what I be blasting. Random ass podcast, the fuck nigga be snapping. I don't know if it's me, but I'm the realest nigga of the week. Disagree, they gon' have to come and get their ass beat. Bare beneath, put that boy 6 feet deep. I had Joe zip him up when they say that nigga deceased. And pay Deacon Ample Rat to go slide to the wake and preach. Thanksgiving at Devin crib, but sub is what he eat. Niggas been lame. Can I get a lean ass nigga? You ain't a fan of the pot of green ass nigga.
Random X, a podcast. I say Random X, a podcast. It's the best damn podcast. Nigga, start sleeping. If a nigga disagree, pussy boy, stop breathing. Random X, a podcast. I say Random X, a podcast. It's the best damn podcast. Nigga, start sleeping. If a nigga disagree, pussy boy, stop breathing.
What's happening, folks? We are back again. Y'all know what it is. Another episode of R.E.O.P. It's your boy, Mr. Jefferson.
It's your boy, Apavelli, man.
We got a special guest back in the building. Back in the building, man. A long time coming. This is an interview we probably should have did before the close. I mean, shit. We all had to close.
This is perfect timing, bro.
It is. It is, actually. And I just cussed 2 minutes in.
You good. But it's crazy because we was trying to do it like before the whole every crazy stuff happened. But someone said, dude, wait a little bit. Because me and Lowe's been talking all year. We was like, we're going to do part two. But something just said, we'll wait a little bit, and this is the perfect time.
It's definitely the perfect time, for real.
We got the big homie in the building, man.
Go ahead and introduce yourself, man.
What they doing, man? Carlos, man. Carlos Foster, designer. 89 Los Originals.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, we got you back. I don't know if I'm jumping the gun here, but I'm definitely excited to talk about it, man. You brought some exclusives in today. So, first, let's get into the year for you, man. Did the Jaguar collab. Just saw the photo shoot with Sadie Hendricks. Fire, fire. Let's give you a round of applause.
For sure.
I'm gonna do it.
There we go. There we go. There we go. But yeah, man, you definitely been killing the game, man. Talk about a little bit of your some of your accomplishments throughout this last year.
Oh, man. Like you say, the collab with Jacksonville Jaguars, man, that was on point. Like, that was big, man.
Cause,
just because of what it meant to me and my neighborhood and my family. And, you know what I'm saying? It was something that it ain't been done from somebody like me.
Right.
So, and where I come from. So that was a big collab. And, of course, you know what I'm saying, with legends, you know what I'm saying, like legends like Lil Duval wearing it, wearing the stuff and dropping more shoes. And, you know what I'm saying, it's just been a big year, man.
For sure.
It's been a big
for
year, sure. Man. A lot of dope releases this year.
Yeah, man. Yeah. You've been going crazy. Yeah, a lot You've of dope been going releases. Crazy.
Yeah, it's dope to see, especially somebody that we know, like, and shit, not even somebody that we know, just a black designer.
For sure.
Yeah. Getting that type of notoriety, like, that's crazy. You work with the, it wasn't no unofficial collab. Mm-hmm. It was like an official Jaguars collab. They promoted it.
Mm-hmm.
You sold it at the shop, right?
It was at the pro shop.
It was at the pro shop and everything. That's legendary.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah. So it just worked out how it worked out. And it was crazy. A lot of people asked me how I even got in cahoots with the Jaguars. And like I tell them, it was just the story just crazy. It was like a God. You know what I'm saying? It was just God, man. I just woke up one morning and I'm on Instagram scrolling, and somebody came from the Jaguars page like, hey, man, I ordered a FAMU shirt and it was the wrong size. So I'm like, man, that's cool. And I'm like, man, we can swap it out. I'm like, man, just send the shirt back. I corrected it and you know what I'm saying?
Send your right size.
And he like, bring it to the stadium. So I'm like, man, what? I'm like, you know what I'm saying? So I go to checking the page, like, it's the real Jaguar page, you know what I'm saying? So I come with that plus some other stuff, you know what I'm saying? Plus some Jaguar stuff. At the time, it was the Bengal, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It wasn't licensed yet, you know what I'm saying? But so I bring some extra stuff and come to find out he was a somebody, you know what I'm saying? And he was like, man, I've been buying your stuff since you first started. Like,
that's what's up.
From the jump, he was like, man, we finna get you, like, I'm gonna do my best to make this work. And that was like, 2 years ago, man. And here we are today. And
there you go,
you know what
man.
I'm saying? Collab, just history now.
Yeah, for sure. Part That's history, a blessing. Man.
So, you know, the opportunity presented itself and I was ready.
Yeah,
you know
man.
I was on point.
So you feel like the mistake made it happen, or you feel like that was going to happen anyway?
I feel like it was going to happen anyway, but it happened in a special way.
Right,
you know
right.
I know it was going to happen like that.
Yeah, I could imagine.
I couldn't thought in 1,000 years, you know what I'm saying, it was gonna drop like that.
That's probably something that don't even happen for real, like right. giving the wrong skirt. Cause I know when we sell merch, I look at that shit a million times. I'll be like, this the right size? Yeah, I look at it. Yeah, to give somebody a wrong shirt and they just come through and be like, hey man.
Listen, I got a blessing for you. Amazing. Yeah, yeah.
It was actually the right size, but he had grabbed the wrong size.
He ordered the wrong size.
So he was like, man, yeah, man, let me swap it out. I'm like, cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, send it back. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, yo, you can't bring it to the stadium. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? And that's how I would have
been like,
man.
I'll be there in 15.
And I've been talking to him ever since, man. Yeah, we ended up becoming like friends, you know what I'm saying? Basically family night, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up, man.
Just created a bond and. You know what I'm saying? I'm just appreciative of how it went down. You know what
for
I'm saying?
Sure.
I say it wasn't nothing but God, man.
Yeah, man, that's a blessing.
And that's some knowledge to anybody out there with brands. Like, that's some amazing customer service.
For sure.
I know a lot of people, if somebody would have been like, hey, man, I got the wrong shirt. A lot of people, man, they kind of stiff on their business. They be like, oh, well, that's what you ordered.
So, right. Yeah, right, yeah, right, right. Yeah,
the fact that you listen to dude and be like, man, I'll swap it out. Even if that's not a mistake I made, I'll still help you out.
Right, right, right. Yeah, man. Because you want your customers to come back, man. Like, and they remember that.
For sure.
Remember stuff like that. And word of mouth, too. You don't want nobody to be like, hey, man, I got this hand. You want to work with me.
Right.
So, yeah. So, you know, yeah. But, you know what I'm saying? Something good came out of it for real.
Man, that's a blessing. That's a blessing. So, yeah, I mean, with a look like that, the sky's the limit for you, man. What some of the things you got in store coming up?
Oh, man, 89 Los Original Arcade.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I can't wait till the world get to see that, too. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be a raw collabing coming up. Some
for sure.
Future collabing. Definitely some more sneakers, some new colorways in the sneakers. And trying to, you know, get in with different, like, schools and stuff like that.
Okay.
So, you know.
Definitely. Can we go ahead and show the people the sneakers you brought with you today? Yeah.
Yeah, so sure. When the collab dropped, man, so this what happened, because a lot of people was asking about the Jaguar sneakers. So when the collab dropped, we definitely tried to put it in the contract with what we was going to drop, but we couldn't get it in the contract. You know what I'm saying? They, like, shut it down immediately. Like we can't do that. So it could have been Nike. It could have been something that they already...
Right,
know what I'm saying, cahoots with sneakers, know what I'm saying, but we couldn't put it in there, know what I'm saying,
got
with
you.
Small business, with the contract that I had, but we definitely tried, but these was going to be the PEs, but,
hold on. All right, man, I see that, I got that Jag logo on it.
Yeah, man, that's crazy.
Yeah, we were supposed to drop two pairs. But, you know what I'm saying, it ain't go through. So, but as the, I just got the trademark for the sneakers as well, for the logo on the trademark. So, I got some other stuff planned for these.
Hey, man.
Man, if you drop these, man.
I was going to say.
This going to fuck the city up right here.
They coming back. They going to have to come back around on these, man. Yeah,
these definitely was supposed to be the PEs. They dropped
with the
collab.
With the Jag on the tongue, man, it's crazy.
But it was cool. It was cool.
You might be holding too many.
I was going to say, bro. At that point, I got to do the spread or something. You know what I'm saying?
But it was cool. It was cool that me and Seti got to wear them in the photo shoot.
Yeah, for sure.
When we dropped the signature sets, the corduroy short sets. Yeah. That was the real signature piece of the whole collection.
Right.
So that was real big because that's pretty much what everybody know me for. For the corduroy short sets.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
That was like the biggest part of the collection. And I'm glad that we could make it work, man. And it actually did good. Everybody loved the short sets. But these were the sneakers that were supposed to drop in them. But it's cool that I got some exclusive Jaguar stuff there. You know
yeah,
what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah. That you can hold on to forever. Yeah. And this is always going to be a good story.
Yes,
sure.
It is. Yes, it is.
These crazy. These crazy. But I do need a pair, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
when you re-rock them, you know what I'm saying? I need me a pair.
Yeah, for sure. I'm definitely want to drop these. Yeah, they might not have the Jaguars on them, but yeah, we can still make these happen. I still want to make them happen, though.
I'm looking forward to these, man.
Yeah, it's just, man, I know the Jaguars logo on it is dope, but like just the colorway actually is what makes it
pop. That colorway crazy, man.
Both of them, honestly, like, bruh, both of them go crazy, dog. And then... you don't often see corduroy on a shoe, mm-hmm. and this was done tasteful. So I love it. I love it.
Man, I'm glad y'all like it, man.
Yeah. I, like I say, I really want a pair of these.
Yeah,
I really
want these right here. I'm on this side of history right here.
For sure, man. Yeah. So it's definitely some history behind them. And, yeah. Some legendary pairs for real, man. Because I think, like with sneakers, I think it was one pair. It's one pair I have. It's the 1994 pair that the NFL released. Okay. That was an actual Jaguar sneaker. So we never seen a lot of real official Jaguar sneakers.
Right.
So it's cool to have something limited that's really a part of that history as well.
For you sure. For sure.
The clothing line and the pieces that were dropped already legendary. But I love like sneakers. Everybody know I'm a sneaker. I'm a sneakerhead.
I think your shoe got too much frequency. You know what I'm saying? Too much motion.
It's some energy in the thing, man.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Some energy in the thing, man. But yeah, man, it's dope, man. It's dope that something that you can, you know what I'm saying, bring something to life that started as something you wrote or something that started up here.
Yeah, yeah, for real.
It's cool to just see where it's at right now, how big the brand growing.
Yeah.
Because I always said, man, I just want to see the eyes, man. I just want the eyes to let people know, man, I design my clothes. I actually draw my clothes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? I work hard and, you know what I'm saying? It's cool to just see
where the fruition. Yeah.
Yeah, to see your fruits, you know what I'm saying? The fruits of your labor and just see it just growing. And that people actually like it. You know what I'm saying?
100%, yeah.
You can do this stuff, man, but you gotta hope somebody really like your stuff for real.
That's real.
You
know what
I'm saying? So me and Joe know the importance of it, but like to the people that's listening that got brands and whatnot, how important is it to have your logos trademarked?
Man, that's big, man. That's big. I had 2 years ago, I had got the logo, the Los Originals logo trademarked. So talking to my trademark lawyer, he's like, man, yeah, man, you can make it in concrete if you own the name and the logo. So like last week my brand went from a T to a R. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You got the trademark, but it go to a R when you own the name and the logo, which is, you know what I'm saying? That's a whole nother trade. That's literally two different trademarks. So you gotta pay again.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To get that. So that fell through too, you know what I'm saying? So but that's everything. I tell people that's when you take it serious.
Yeah.
Like when you know your brand serious and you got that vision, like, man. Cause that's the worst feeling ever, man. Like you put in all that work and you go to look up, man, like, man, boy, somebody done snatched that from under you.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? You looking and be like, man, I've been doing this for 3 years. Like, mm-hmm. even the LLC is not a trademark.
Right, right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? That's just the
and
that's
it don't
the
offer
LLC.
No protection, yeah,
somebody can still take your stuff. You know, mm-hmm. you can have an LLC for years and I know somebody done yeah, they done took your logo and all, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Your name too. And
right,
put
right.
it up under there and got it. You know what I'm saying? So trademark is everything, it's concrete. I tell everybody all the time, like, man, if you serious, man, go ahead and do it now. Go ahead and invest in it now, especially if you got a vision and you see where it's going, especially if you're making money off of it already.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? You starting to make money, longevity money. Like, you done been in the game like 2-3 years,
yeah,
the 5 years, and you still making money off it. Yeah, it's time to go and get your stuff trademarked.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, go and get your stuff. That's real important, man. That's concrete. Any business that you're taking serious.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's real important. You want to get that out the way early.
Yeah.
Early, man. It costs a little more, but it's worth it.
It's worth it in the end. If you serious, yeah, like you said, if you serious about it, spend that money. Because pretty much, yeah, like brands, they got to protect themselves. So they not going to work with somebody that's not, don't got their stuff in order.
Right.
Because
right.
you don't know who going to sue who. You don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's people that literally, they just sit on the net all day
yep.
looking for people to sue.
Looking for people
to get
yeah.
bread. So it's mm-hmm. like, yeah. you got to get your stuff right.
Yeah, right. All right, so you want to make sure you own your logo.
For sure.
Make sure it's trademarked and you good. It's like a, you know what I'm saying, like relief.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Man, I'm good. Like, I ain't got to worry about nobody trying to take my stuff saying it's theirs.
And, right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. Yeah, so.
And
man.
You say that process took you about 2 years?
Yeah, to get all three of them, the logo for the shoes, took three years, man. Going through the courts, because they got to literally go through the courts. And it might take a little minute.
I feel
and
that.
Then it's like different phases of it. But once you get it, man, you're good, man. You're good.
Yeah. That's what's up. I went to something similar with the podcast. So it was somebody, they named their podcast Random Acts of Podcasting.
No. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, that's too close.
And we had,
yeah.
Yeah, they got it real quick.
I got the trademark for it, and they had to switch it.
Yeah.
Then they just couldn't pod no more. I ain't want to do that to them, but they clearly stole their names.
So, yeah, you can't take people's stuff, man. I had to get the paperwork. Yeah, man, you can't take people's stuff, man. People were hard, man. You can't just come in and snatch nothing, man.
I went on LegalZoom, paid that fee. I ain't want to pay that fee, too, because once I paid that fee, my bank account was done. Yeah. But I was like, we going to do this? We got to do this.
Yeah, so y'all done put in work, man.
Went ahead and paid that fee.
Yeah, man. Y'all done put in work for real. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Pay that.
For real.
Definitely. All right, let's damn, I don't know where exactly to begin with this. There's just so much going on. Because I want to talk about that Ninja Turtle. I know we stuck on the Jaguar. That Ninja Turtle collab you did was amazing.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Top of the line, for sure.
How that came about.
Man, that's what my boy from out of Atlanta.
Yeah.
He got a clothing line, and we just linked up, man. Matter of fact, he dropped, like, those legendary... The legendary Doug sneakers, like from the cartoon.
Yeah,
he dropped
like
shoes from all the 90s cartoons and make them come to life.
Yeah.
Like the Homer Simpson episode where he had the sneakers.
Yeah.
So he kinda blew up off of them, man.
Yeah, that's crazy. I didn't
see the Homer joints, but I seen the Doug ones. I seen
No, I'm about to say Skylarks or something.
Yeah.
It was Skywalkers.
Skywalkers. So yeah, he was doing some dope stuff. So I'm like, man, he's raw. So we just end up, linking up and hollering through Insta, man. We just made something work. We like, man, he like, man, I love your stuff too, man.
Yeah.
And we just made something work. We designed the Ninja Turtle sneaker. Because we both like the movie, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
The 89 one now, that's the raw one. That's, I mean the 1990 version.
Yeah.
The real Ninja Turtle, the first one. You know what I'm saying? That's my favorite one.
Yes, that's my favorite one.
That's the best one.
Yeah, that's the best one. You know what I'm saying?
Secret of the Ooze. That's the best one.
Yeah, right. So we just end up linking up, man, and man, made it happen. We like, man, let's design this sneaker.
Yeah.
And man, we came up with it, man. But it was actually an old sneaker. We just redid it. It was like the old 90s sneaker, but it only came out in like kid sizes.
Oh, gotcha.
So we made it like a men's sneaker and we put our touch on it.
Yeah.
And we just like made a hole in the design, the whole another one in, man. We just dropped it, but it was raw because the biggest Ninja Turtle sneaker like collectors in the world grabbed that sneaker, man.
Yeah.
So I met both of them. Like they show love on their pages and stuff like that.
That's
like, I'm talking about these dudes got real collections. Like, man, what the heck? Like from the 80s. Like every action figure type, you know, like crazy collections, man. And they like, yeah, I'm gonna sit my shoes right here. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, big.
Nah, that's hard for real.
Yeah. So,
I mean, this shit inspiring as fuck for real.
Yeah, man.
I know the Ninja Turtle came and went. Sneaker came and went. I don't know if you kind of gonna build on it, man. Y'all should go to like Comic Con and stuff with the shoes.
Yeah.
And like different stuff. I don't know if y'all gonna drop some merch or something. Yeah. I know you say you're gonna do the arcade.
They'll fuck around and put them in the the Hollywood right now. Like, hey, I got these Ninja Turtle shoes for this next movie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we definitely gonna drop some more.
Because
the first pair was the Raphael's because they was red.
Next
one will be like Donatello. Like,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? So we gonna finish the collection.
Yeah, that'll be hard. Yeah.
When we do the commercial, we gotta bring that arcade through.
Yeah.
Right. Shoot it at. We're gonna bring.
Yeah, we gotta do that.
We gotta do that.
Right. So, man, that worked out, and man, we got some other stuff on the way too with that. So you know, but we both had projects going on. So we're like, man, we gonna come back to it and finish the collection up.
Yeah.
Nah, that's cold.
Yeah.
I stay busy. All right. So how did the Jaguars collab, like the vision behind it? How did y'all start that out? Like, how did you, like, game plan the release for that when they said you were going to do an official Jaguar release?
I had already had plans for it because I was already dropping them. I had the DaBangum, merch before that. So it just wasn't licensed. So I already had plans and stuff that I really wanted to do with it.
Yeah.
So when the Jaguar contract went through, man, I was like, yeah, I can really do what I want to do now. Like, so we started planning, like, man, like, we're going to do it. Everything, like, we're gonna hit every aspect of the brand from t-shirts,
right,
you know what I'm saying,
right,
the windbreakers, the short sets. Like, so I already had the whole collection in my head already.
Yeah,
I was like, man, we just about to make it come alive, you know what I'm saying? And it was just all about getting the right marketing, which the Jaguars helped with a lot. Like, the airport,
I could imagine,
when the London tees, like, doing the shoot in the airport, all that kind of stuff, man. The marketing just like fell through, their marketing team just like.
Top of the line.
Crazy.
Yeah.
They media team, like, man, they show crazy love. Like, man, they just did that, man. Like, we made some.
I love what they doing this year. You know what I'm saying? They definitely turned the corner, and the marketing team is through the roof now.
They crazy. Marketing team crazy. You know what I'm saying? The team doing they do a little struggling, but you know, You know, Jaguars for life. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Jaguars for life, man. So, hey, man, hopefully this got people up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Seeing it was a little rough season, but, you know.
That was the one we bright. That was a bright spot of the season. Like, we ain't. The record don't look good. Hey, man, we're going to get Travis Hunter, man. I'm going to put that in the atmosphere right now.
Yeah.
We're going to get Travis Hunter next year. But the fact that they brought the city with them and collab with the city, that was a win for the season.
Yeah.
That was the biggest win. I mean, the way that they're pairing and partnering up is definitely taking our mind off of the fact that we're paying for the stadium. So, you know.
Yeah, real talk.
I mean, we not talking about that no more, but. It's crazy. He dropped a football field yacht right on downtown for everybody to see, and we got to pay for the stadium. But
it's crucial, man. It's a lot of money tied in with the boys.
Salute to what they doing.
But it was I'm just glad they came through with this right here.
Yeah, for sure. Nah, this is big. This is huge.
Yeah, I'm glad they came through and like when I presented the idea, like they just loved the fact that I'm from Jacksonville. You know what I'm saying? Like that's my backyard. I'm like, man, stadium was my backyard growing up, you know what I'm saying? On the east side.
Yeah.
So the stadium was our backyard. That was my backyard for real. So you know what I'm saying? I remember them, like I say, it's just a blessing because I remember being like in elementary school. I remember like they literally telling us, well, we finna have a Jaguar team. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I never thought years later, you know what I'm saying, I'd be making merch a collection for them.
Yeah,
I be making special collections for them, so you know it's dope.
Yeah, that was dope. You had Mob Squad Nard in the commercial.
Because
he's a legend in the city, and that was dope that he finally got his flowers for that. Yeah. I know you already know Mob Squad. Like, how did that come about? Like, you hitting him up?
Man, that's like my brother. That's brother, man. That's like family for real. Like, he already know, man. Whenever I speak to him, it's in high regards, man. I tell him all the time, I'm like, man, bro, you just different, bro. No, he different for real.
For real.
You're cut from a different breed. And, you know, Mob Squad, that's a root in the city for real. Going way back, you know what I'm saying? Going back to when we was young with Mob Boss and all of that, you know what I'm saying? They played a big part in the music scene before Jacksonville blew up.
Mm-hmm.
Before the scene blew up. Like, people who know.
All right.
So, every time I speak to him, I speak in high regards, just, we just got that relationship, iron sharpens iron. He inspired me a lot because of the real stuff he was going through at the time, like in his life. And he just came out strong with a lot of stuff. So he inspired me a lot, man. So I always tell him that, man, like more than he know.
Yeah.
And just giving him his flowers, man. I'm like, bro, you gotta be a part of this project. Like,
for sure.
I knew how big it was for me. I knew how big it was for the city. And I'm like, man, bro, you gotta be a part of this, man. And I mean, he always come through.
Yeah.
And that's my boy, man. You know I appreciate him, you know what I'm saying, for life. Oh, man, that's my boy for real.
Yeah, so, time for Nard.
Yeah, one time for Nard for real.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Ain't he a legend on that rap?
For real.
You stand with the best on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's funny. He was in here recently. I'm waiting on, we got Creeping Through the Street. We do that here too. I'm waiting on his Creeping Through the Street one. He got to stop playing.
Yeah.
And get that going.
Oh, yeah. For sure, man. Yeah.
Then the recent one, Ceddie Hendrix. Ceddie Hendrix, my favorite rapper from Jacksonville.
Yeah.
So that was dope to see that. And that jacket, man. That jacket
cold as fuck.
That's crazy. That was the best collab. I mean, that was the best piece you done, period, the jacket.
Yeah. Hold on, which one? The corduroy or the leather?
The corduroy.
Yeah, that was crazy. I knew it was going to hit.
That shit crazy, nigga. That shoe, everything about that rollout was hard, bro.
I knew it was going to hit, bro. Because originally, man, it was a gold one, but I changed the whole design.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, man, I literally went back to the drawing board. Like, when I knew I was going to be able to release the short set,
and
I went back to the drawing board, like, man, I'm finna redo this whole gold. And I had it in my head, I visioned it, and I'm like, man, I know this mug gonna hit. Like, style, it was kind of like a Picasso 90s.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Man.
Like,
it immediately gave that 90s feel.
That color block, like, man, it was just crazy, man. I'm like, boy, this gonna hit, man.
And, it made me think of Paid in Full when I seen it.
Yeah, man.
Hey, I don't know if you seen it. That jacket, it low key went viral on before y'all, I don't know when y'all did the commercial.
Yeah.
So, Ceddie, he was on IG Live. and he was like previewing music.
Yeah.
And all I saw was like people in the timeline retweeted like, "Nigga, what the fuck that jacket came from?"
Yeah, I seen that. Yeah, people were tagging me. Yeah, they were tagging me.
They're like, "Bro, where that jacket came from?" And I seen it. I was like, "Bro, that jacket is insane."
Yeah.
And then I seen the shoot. I was like, "Oh, that makes sense."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Yo, man.
Yeah, niggas wasn't even listening to the music. They're like, "Bro, where that jacket came from?"
Yeah, man. Yeah, they started tagging. And it was so wild, man. Originally, man, shout out to Papa too, man. Yeah. Originally, it was supposed to be, man. I'm gonna tell you how all this went down, man. Originally, Lil Duval was supposed to do it. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Yeah, he was supposed to do the shoot, but we changed. They changed the like the aspect of the scene. Like they were okay, like, "Nah, yeah, we're gonna do like this EPMD." You know what I'm saying? And Eric Sermon reached out too. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
Yeah. He was like, "Respect." You know what I'm saying? He shared it and everything. Yeah. So I knew it had to be two people. I'm like, "Man, it got to be two people now." Yeah. So I had to switch it up. So I'm like, "Man, I bet I'm finna go with Ceddy."
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Ceddy, because he got the fashion history.
Right.
And then
right.
Papa. You know what I'm saying? I was finna go with Ceddy and Papa. You know what I'm saying? Papa ended up going. They ended up adding more tour dates to on Rod Wave. He on tour right now with Rod Wave.
Yeah.
So that's how that worked out. Because it was supposed to be them two. So I'm like, "Man, if Papa ain't finna do it, I gotta do it." I can't replace him. You know what I'm saying? I can't replace him with nobody. So so I jumped in there and did it, man. And it's still just like, man, it ended up being a classic.
Yeah, instant.
Instant. You know what I'm saying? It ended up being like an instant classic.
Yeah, they gotta put that picture up in stadium. Because when I seen that, I said, "Oh, that's that Unfinished Business cover." EPMD.
Yeah.
I seen that.
Media, yeah. Right. And then to see the background, like to the behind the scenes, rather that all of it, how it came together was fire, bro. Man, I took my hat.
It was meant to go down how it went down.
Straight up,
because it was raining. It was gonna rain, man. We got there, man. I'm talking about they pulled the car. We already had a problem. Like no matter of fact, it was easy getting the cars there.
Yeah.
So when they brought the cars, man, it immediately, like, we hurrying up, like, everybody getting ready, we putting on the stuff, man, the rain come, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't supposed to rain.
I was going to say, it ain't look like it was raining
that day. Yeah, it rained, and then it stopped. It just stopped, like, soon we sat on the cars, and I was like, man, I said, "Man, nah, boy, this meant to happen, because we here." I was like, "Everybody here," so I'm like, "Man, this meant to happen," and it rained for, like, 5 seconds, man, everybody got wet and all, and it just stopped.
That's,
you know what I'm
crazy.
Saying? Out of nowhere, then the sun came by. I'm like, "Oh yeah, bet." I like, "Bet." You know what I'm saying? The shoot went on. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
End up coming like a classic for real.
That's dope.
Yeah, end up becoming a classic. So yeah, man, it worked out. It worked out.
Good shit.
It worked out. It worked out.
No,
man.
Yeah. No offense to Lil Duval, but it worked, and Lil Papa. It worked out perfect.
I think that would have
been cool. You gonna get other opportunities to have Papa and them, of course.
Yeah, that's how I looked at it. I was like, "Man, you know, it's plenty of opportunities to come."
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
And I think it was great to have your face, you know what I'm saying, on the picture in that moment, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
With this being like really the first real rollout of everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tasteful, you know what I'm saying, approach to everything.
Yeah,
so
yeah, I'm glad I could be a part of it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I said that too. Like when it was done, I was like, "Man, it was meant for me to, you know what I'm saying?"
Exactly.
To
be exactly.
Because it meant a lot. This was my favorite piece of the whole collection.
Yeah,
it was,
man.
My favorite piece. You know, I knew it was gonna stand out. Like, this what got me noticed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That corduroy and suede and all that got me noticed. So, you know what I'm saying? It was different. So, like you said, it just got that feel to it, that 90s feel.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it's still Southern because it's shorts and a jacket. You know what
I'm
saying? So, it still got that Southern style to it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, it worked out.
Yeah. So, we got the first one with Miles Gardner. Then we got the one Ceddy.
Yeah.
All right, you got to help me out, man. That second one, and I'm not saying it wasn't bad. It was amazing. The London shirt, I love the shirt. Break down the video, the commercial, because I didn't get the reference.
All right, so this is how it was supposed to be, man. So the London tee, man, it was just supposed to be the scene of going, you know what I'm saying, just that airport scene of going to London, because we was like, "Man, it's taking flight." Like, we leaving.
Yeah.
We leaving. The team was going to London. And we always win in London, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We always get one win in London, you know what I'm saying, in the Wembley Stadium, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people don't know it was two games in London, but they played in two different stadiums.
Yeah.
They played in two different, but we always win at Wembley, you know what I'm saying? We in Wembley, we always win. So we made, and shout out to Frigo Rico. He the one drew it up. He drew that t-shirt up.
That's all.
But the feel of the video was supposed to just be like just the feel of the team, you know what I'm saying? Just the feel of that airport vibe, and you know what I'm saying, we leaving. You know what I'm saying? Like, we leaving, go play somewhere else, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Play in London. So we just did like a little scene. We just did like a little fashion scene inside of this the airport, and that's how we rocked with it, man.
That's dope.
That's how we rock with it. It really wasn't no real S when they like. It really went deep with that one.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was just something different. You know what I'm saying? We still wanted to keep it different.
Yeah, sometimes I'll be like thinking too far ahead because I'll be like, what's the hidden message behind it? I'll be like, right. You know how the dudes be, they be breaking down like Kendrick Lamar videos. They be like, oh, it got this, 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 this. So when I look at your stuff, I'll be like, it gotta be coming from something. It gotta be a movie or something. Yeah. That I'm not getting the reference. But you said it's just simply just the airport. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, dope. Hey man, back to Lil Duval real quick. He be wearing like all your clothes.
Yeah.
Man, he showed major love. I tell him all the time, man, I appreciate you, bro. I appreciate you. So, you know, he a legend, man.
One of the biggest, yeah.
Yeah, man. Biggest, yeah. And I'm always like, man, when I'm around him, like, man, you know, he cool. He down to earth, man. So, I'm like, man, I be, it's like I'm a fan because he's like, man, you still come from where we come from. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, I'm always rock with him on that level. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm for always sure. looking at him like that. Like, man, bro, you made it for real. Like, you come from where I come from for
yeah.
real.
Yeah.
So, it's always that love there, man. And, you know, shout out to Rich Broke. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Lil Duval. You know what
it's saying? Dope to see him putting the store back in the city, where he putting it at, everything, man. You know, he one of the biggest legends just because he's always done that. He's always shouted out people from Jax, put people on, created opportunities. I mean, that's one of the biggest things that I respect about him.
Yeah, right. Right.
And a nigga hilarious, of course. So
for sure, yeah. So you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Lil Duval, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm about to bring that up because I know he got his store. Are you ever gonna make a brick and mortar for your brand?
I've been thinking about it, but right now, not right now. Because of how it's going right now, like, I don't want to mess up nothing that's winning for me right now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I think eventually I'm going to end up doing it. I think I'm going to eventually end up having, like, a space. Because I got to do something for the city, man. I like to meet people. I like to see people and meet people. So, yeah, I feel like it's coming. I feel like I'm going to run into a corner like, all right, now, Carlos, it's time.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. All right, now, come on now. You got to open up something now. You know what I'm saying?
You could be the next Iceman to Mr. Kick.
There you go.
Yeah. That's next, man. I really want to get my shoes and stoves and stuff like that. So, you know.
For sure.
Yeah, we designing on. It's another sneaker coming now that I'm designing.
That's dope. It's going to be a high top again?
Nah, it'll be a mid cut.
Okay.
It ain't going to be a high top. Yeah, it ain't going to be a high top.
Gotcha.
But yeah.
Yo, make something for the short niggas, man.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. It's a low top in that shoe right there. I just didn't ever release it. I made a low top in that.
You know, high tops make my calf muscles stand out crazy, bro. Yeah. I got cannons, so them bitches, you know what I'm saying?
You gotta wear socks, man.
Yeah, bro. I mean, they do, but shit. Like I say, them shits, bro. The high tops just show off the legs too much.
They bring too much attention to the legs.
Too much attention, there it is, yeah.
Your legs gotta be right.
It's like, damn, them shoes hard. Yeah. Boy, your calf muscles big as fuck. I kick the dough down with these boots, but.
You gotta be on point. But yeah, man,
I'll show y'all the shoes one more time, bro.
Yeah, man, grab y'all a pair. Motherfucking 89 when they drop. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Drop, when they drop. But he got other shit out. So
Right.
Alright, look, so I don't know if you remember this. Last time we recorded, you said I had asked you like, what's one of your goals? And you said meet Dapper Dan.
Mm-hmm.
And you did that.
Right.
Hey man, I know people be laughing when they be like, oh, and when people say manifestation don't work.
Nah.
Hey man, it do work.
So damn, so do.
How did you meeting Dapper Dan come about?
All right, so Instagram. So man, I end up hollering at his son. So me and his son just end up chopping it up tight, John, and we end up building like a little bond, you know what I'm saying? Just checking on each other, like, you know what I'm saying, fashion wise, and just talking about fashion and stuff like that. So we ain't even had nothing to do with that, you know what I'm saying? So one day I was like, man, dang, I think I know what I'm saying. Ask him what's up with that, you know what I'm saying? He was like, yeah, man, I could hook it up. So we ended up hooking it up. So, man, the experience was just wild. So he like, man, yeah, I can hook it up. So he like, man, you can come out to New York. You know what I'm saying? He got something going on, man. I'm gonna see if I can hook something up. So, man, I end up going out to New York. First time ever. I always wanted to go to New York. Really? So this ended up being my first time going to New York.
Nah, that's crazy.
So, man, I'm staying in Brooklyn. So, man, his secretary called me when I get there. I get to my room, and his secretary called me, Ashley, man. She passed away, man.
Damn.
Yeah, man, rest in peace, man. Sweet girl. Yeah. Beautiful girl. And she just took care of me when I was there. She was like, man, check this out. She was like, man, come to Harlem. She was like, come to Harlem, and then we're going to go from there because he got a speaking to do. They're like, man, Dapper got a speaking to do. So, man, I was like, all right, bet. So, man, I'm in the hall. I end up leaving my hotel. yeah, so I end up leaving my hotel going to Harlem. So I'm just in Harlem waiting on him. Know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, I'm taking a lift.
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying? So I'm in Harlem just, you know what I'm saying, just chilling. Know what I'm saying? So I walk around Harlem.
My nigga.
I thought that lift was crazy.
I don't know if anybody had been in New York. My family from New York, man. So that Brooklyn to Harlem lift, I know that was about $80.
Man, what?
That lift was expensive. I know
that was an arm and a leg.
Hey, let me break it down in Florida standpoint. Imagine taking a lift, because you got to put the traffic in consideration. Imagine taking a lift from Jacksonville to Daytona. That's about how it's about 40 minutes.
Yeah, because it was a chill ride for real. I'm like, man, I'm in that boy. I'm about to go to sleep.
That's a nice drive right there.
Yeah, so I'm in Harlem. I'm waiting. So she like, man, they pull up. So I ain't even realizing, man, we in Harlem. I'm right by his stoop, because you know what I'm saying? She tell me where to come at. So I'm just going to the little corner store and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm walking around, going in buildings and stuff. I'm just doing, you know, B&B. You know what I'm saying? Just looking at, you know what I'm saying? Meeting people. They're like, dang. And mind you, that's the first time I ever wore the corduroy fit.
Okay.
That's the first time I ever wore it. Like that suede one with the, you know what I'm saying? I got pictures of it. So, first time I wore the 89,000, man, I had a white, it was all white, man, navy and red suede. So I'm walking around Harlem, nigga like, man, this nigga fresh, you know what I'm saying? They like, man, sure. Like, boy, I like your outfit, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just moving around Harlem. So she like, man, we here. So we go to the stoop. So, man, they pull up in like three black trucks, man. I get in the truck. So I'm thinking we finna go. We ready to go see Dab. I meet old Ashley. So I'm thinking we finna go meet Dab at the spot. You know what I'm saying? He got a speaking. So I'm like, man, we finna go to the speaking. So I'm talking to Ashley, man. I looks over. Man, he coming out the stoop. Dab Dan just literally came to the car. And I'm like, man, I see him coming down.
Nah, that's crazy.
Man, he was there the whole time. So you know what I'm saying? So he coming down. Bro, he coming down to the stoop and just hopping the car. I said, man, this joint crazy, boy. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just looking. I'm like, man. I'm like, what's up, Dap? Know what I'm saying? We say, what's up? So she texts me. She said, man, because I was quiet at first. Know what I'm saying? I was just peeping the scene. So I'm just peeping. So she texts me. She was like, man, ask me anything you want. So that was kind of like my green light.
Yeah.
Man, we was going to Jersey. The speaking was in Jersey.
Okay.
Man, I talked from Dapper Dan. We talked from the ride from Harlem all the way to Jersey, man. And we talked about everything, man. Like,
that's fire.
Fashion. He was asking me about his Puma collection. My sneakers, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, let me your sneakers. Like, man, he just gave me so much game, man. Yeah. And I was asking him, like, man, when the last time you been in Jacksonville? Like, what's your history in Jacksonville? He was just giving me stories, like his personal stories, and just giving me game. Like, cause we ended up going to a Gucci factory in Jersey.
Okay.
Yeah, we went to a Gucci factory in Jersey. Where he, one of the people who worked up under him was working there.
Damn.
So the whole ride, man, we just talking about fashion and just I'm asking him all kinds of questions I want to ask him. I probably asked that man like 100 questions in that car, man.
Yeah.
But I'm like, dang, this Dabble, damn. Right, I'm talking to Dabble. Like, this some personal, like,
freaking,
man, some crazy stuff. Like, man, you know what I'm saying? I didn't even realize all the stuff till I got back to my room. Till I went back. Like, why? I really chilled with Dabble. I chilled that man the whole day.
That's
crazy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That's a hell of an experience.
Hell of experience, man. You know what I'm saying? I never forget it.
So, Dabble Dan, he got some experience in Jacksonville? He been here?
Man, he said he been here like years ago. He was I been here years ago. And he was just asking me, like, man, he'll ask me stuff like, man, like, hey, man, y'all wear y'all stuff like in the South? Do y'all wear y'all pants like this? I'm telling that, like, no.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, no, we don't wear that. But I can hear, like, everybody getting quiet, like, but you ain't supposed to say no.
Yeah.
Like, you ain't supposed to, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they looking at me like, man, damn, but you telling that they don't look right. You know what I'm saying? So, but I'm just giving my honest opinion, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, man, he just gave me so much game about, because he was branching off from Gucci. You know, he was starting Dapper Dan as his own brand.
Okay.
He was done with Gucci, you know what I'm saying?
Gotcha,
like,
yeah.
You know, he still got ties with Gucci, but, you know what I'm saying? He was building Dapper Dan.
Yeah.
So he was just giving me a lot of game about building your brand and all that kind of stuff that even today I'm still seeing.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, but I'm glad he told me that. Like, he don't even know how much he helped my brand for real. Like, he don't even know. Like, that was my push. That's when I knew I was on the right track. Well, how all that happened,
right?
I said, yeah, but I'm on the right track right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing right now.
You know if he had the Gap collab yet?
Yeah, he had the Gap collab.
Yeah,
he had the Gap. I think
it already dropped.
Yeah, he already dropped. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he had the Gap collab. But yeah, man, like that was just something I never forget, man. I'm like, well, this the Godfather, what? Yeah. Like, y'all don't even know, like, especially in hip hop, like in fashion, period. You know what I'm saying? Like, he meant a lot, like
black fashion, especially.
Man,
like,
black fashion, come on, man, this the Godfather.
Yeah.
Like, this all I need to know. Like, when I left there, I knew what time it was. I was like, yeah, all right. When I get back, I got something. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I got something to show y'all.
No, that's real.
I got something to show y'all. And I'm glad I was on the, and I knew when I started the Jaguar, when I got on the platform to show people, you know what I'm saying? The Jaguar, they just was on some junk like, man, we want to see you win, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, you got something special.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? We want people to see this, you know what I'm saying?
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, with put me in the post and all that stuff, like, man, like, I appreciate all that because people wear your stuff and they don't know what I'm saying.
They don't want to tag you, they don't want to do none of that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
they don't want to really elevate you for real. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, you know what I'm saying? You got to appreciate everything. So, you know, every little thing, you know what I'm saying? Because it might not happen how you think it's going to happen.
That's real.
You know what I'm saying?
That's real.
And, sometimes you can do everything right and it still might not stick, you know what I'm saying? So you got to be grateful for every little inch, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I, you know what I'm saying? I'm grateful for that, and God know that.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? He the last say-so of everything. So
yeah.
He moving, you know what I'm saying? Everything moving how it's moving, you know what I'm saying? I'm just doing what I'm supposed to be doing. But, yeah, that dap, man, when I met him in Harlem, I'm like, man, my first time going to New York, I always wanted to go to New York when I was a kid. And that was my first experience in New York, was meeting Dapper Dan.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And chilling with him.
Nah, that's crazy, yeah.
Yeah, chilling with him, so... Yeah, it stuck with me, man.
Man, he gave you decades and decades worth of game. Is there anything that he told you that you probably would want to share with some of the people that got brands and whatnot? Just like a tidbit of game. You ain't got full detail.
Man, one thing he told me, we went in the Gucci factory. We had like a talk after he was done speaking, and it was like a couple of us in the. And he was like, man, he said, man, you got people playing. He's like, man, you got people playing chess. You know, he said, you got people playing checkers, and then you got people playing chess, and then you got people playing Monopoly. You know what I'm saying?
That's some real shit.
You know what I'm saying? And you think about that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I always remember that.
Nah, that's like, real.
People playing for keys, people playing their own.
Yeah.
So that go back to what I'm telling you, too, with trademarking and all that. Shit, man, people play for keys.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Play for keys when you playing with your business. You know what I'm saying? When you doing something with your business. And you can apply that to more than business.
100%
you know what I'm
life, yeah.
Yeah, you apply that to life, you know what I'm saying? Investments, all of that, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Man, shout out Dapper Dan. Y'all ever meet again? Or you still in touch with him?
Hopefully we can meet again. You know, I still want to do a collab with Dapper, man.
Yeah. You still talk to his son?
Yeah, every now and then, reach out. Yeah. Son, cool as a mother. Cool people.
That's what's
cool
up.
Cool people for real. Yeah, so, you know, I went to moving, so.
Perfect segue. Sons. Your son was in the Jaguar commercial.
Right.
the 30th one, right?
Yeah, 30th anniversary. Yeah. This whole collab was part of the 30th anniversary. So that's what made, again, that's what just made this so much like, man, it just, it's priceless, man. It's priceless, bro.
Nah, that's real.
Yeah, it's priceless to be a part of Jaguar history for real. Yeah, my son, yeah, he was definitely in the... Love the Jaguars.
Yeah.
So it's good, you know what I'm saying? And to let the kids be in it, man. And to let them see, like, man, dang, daddy doing something dope. Like, they probably understand what's going on right now.
The magnitude crazy, man.
Yeah, yeah. When they get a little older, they like, man, yeah, that was dope. Like,
yeah.
My daddy did some dope stuff.
For real.
You know what I'm saying? Got some dope stories, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, he enjoyed it, man. He enjoyed it.
Needless to say.
He's a little superstar.
Well, you told the kids at school?
I'm pretty sure he did. And when he get old, he probably gonna say that. He gonna run it back.
Nigga, you know I was in the commercial now.
Yeah. He a real fan though. Like day one Jag, literally. Literally, man. So he enjoyed it, man. So it was cool to just, you know what I'm saying, how that print on the Jaguars, man. Like leaving your mark. Like
for sure.
But had your son in there too. Like
nah, man, that's crazy.
That's cool, man. That's cool.
Well, hey man, shout out to even Mount Jack was on here. He said he the father of the year.
Yeah.
Y'all might be in competition. We might have to have a father of the year versus on the podcast.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, man.
Let the accolades speak.
Yeah, versus, man.
Yeah, man. They so special. My kids super special, man.
Yeah, nah, that's super what's special. Up. Big blessings, man, for real. And many more.
Besides Dapper Dan, like, what's some dream collab you want to do?
Some dream collabs. Carl Kanai.
Kanai, man. That's a good one. Yeah.
I definitely want to do something with them.
Yeah.
Definitely. Shout out to Kanai, man. They still rolling, too.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they doing their thing.
Every couple years, they got, like, a big push. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They'll have, like, a few pieces that'll just put them right back in the news and whatnot. So, yeah, right. Shout out to Kanai.
Right. And Nike. Nike and Jordan. Yeah. Jordan,
yeah,
too.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah, Nike and Jordan, man. Yeah.
You got to.
I gotta put me on game. I didn't know Carl Kanai was still they just do clothes. They do everything.
Yeah, they still do clothes. Yeah. I mean, like I say, it'll be like, I want to say probably like a year or two, maybe probably 2 years ago, two maybe three. A lot of niggas was rocking their t-shirts. Mm. Then they had dropped a new set of jeans, like a new signature line of jeans. So
yeah, they come with some dope stuff.
Yeah, Kanai still pumping.
That's cool. That's what's up. Cause I be sitting around. I know they still make FUBU, but I be like, man, I want FUBU and Carl Kanai to make a comeback, like a full blown comeback.
I think today the only, only reason it's tough for those nostalgic brands to make that same comeback is because, just think about it from the rapper perspective, we have so many brands that are popping up today. Mm-hmm. The argument, the general argument is create opportunity. So like, oh, support these local brands, support these smaller brands that are now getting the opportunity. Right. We don't appreciate those older brands in the same way, but it's dope to see collabs like with a smaller and larger brand like that, because it's almost like the passing of the torch or the cosign that, you know, we look for from the rap perspective. You know what I'm saying? So, rap is wrestling.
Yeah, I feel like most brands, they just need a... I feel like anybody that collab with either like Supreme or like Kith, that just like rejuvenate whatever brand they got coming up.
100%. 100%.
I forgot who Kith was working with. It was just like some random old school brand. It was just like...
Yeah, Kith too, though.
Yeah, Kith.
Kith hard, man.
Ronnie Feig is one of the like craziest designers. Like,
he a beast, bro.
A lot of shit is so simplistic. It's like... Damn, I could have did this, you know what I mean? But it's just like, I see your vision, you know what I'm saying? I respect, you know, that nigga there knows fashion.
Yeah.
That nigga knows design. Yeah. That nigga knows, like, bro, Ronnie Feig, the GOAT.
It's art.
He one of the GOATs, for sure. He is, man.
It's art, man, which is how it's supposed to be.
For sure.
And the last one I'm going to say, like you say, Supreme, Starter, man.
Oh, Starter's a must. Starter's a must, man.
I got stuff already ready.
Yeah,
I got stuff already ready, man. Some dope stuff, like,
man. Shit, with that Jaguar backing now, it's even more possible.
Come on,
you might want to go ahead and send another Instagram DM. You know?
Starter, man.
Yeah, that'll be a good one.
I'll be wanting Starter to come back because I know I like Mitchell and Ness too. Here and there.
Yeah, Mitchell and Ness dope.
You talked about it. Mitchell and Ness just put them big ass tags on their shit. And then not just that, their cut of the jersey honestly is one of the worst cuts I've ever seen.
I like champion jerseys. I can't wear that new stuff. Like,
Mitchell and Ness got the worst cut over history, bro. But
I'm like, bro, ain't nobody hooping in these, bro.
But
I still rock champion, man. To this day,
shout out to both of them. Yeah, champion, yeah. Champion undefeated. Yeah, champion, you know what I mean?
But Michelin still got they still draw some
they still draw some cold shit. Yeah.
Yeah, that Miami collab was dope too. Yeah, with the camouflage.
They just see. Mitchell and Ness do a lot of low-hanging fruit shit to me, and I can't stand that. Like, when they did the Just Don collab, that was a while back, but they was taxing.
Yeah.
They was taxing niggas. Yeah,
crazy.
And it's like, yo, y'all too high, you know, caliber. Yeah. Y'all niggas don't have to do this, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
I did like when Mitchell and Ness, they did it, I think last year, they released the women's the WNBA player, the Olympic jersey, the women's Olympic team, but they did it in men cut because them jerseys back in the day, they were like in women cut only.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
They assume only women wore WNBA jerseys. Yeah. But they did it like men cut. I thought that was pretty dope.
That is dope. Yeah. That is dope. Michelin is again one of those nostalgia brands that, you know, we do want to uphold and uplift. But yeah, them niggas terrible cuts and yo, your pricing ridiculous. But
yeah, part of history, man.
Yeah.
It did come with brands though.
100%. 100%.
Come with brands though. But yeah, definitely starter. Starter, man.
For sure. That would be dope. That would be a great look. And then the marketing on that would be phenomenal. Yeah, crazy, man. You could just take it so many different directions.
Yeah. I can already see that. Like they just like go good with the brand.
Yeah.
I got a lot of stuff for real up my like a lot of stuff starter. No. I'm starter ready, man. I'm ready.
So with the Dream collab, I'm gonna ask you also, like, what's your favorite like artist right now? Creative artist.
Creative artist. Man, I'm gonna tell y'all who next up to me is my daughter.
Okay.
Yes, man. Like, she's super talented.
Like
she 12 and she already designing clothes.
That's dope.
And like she just dope, man. Like from every aspect. Yeah. Super creative. And I just keep telling her, like, I can't wait, y'all. I can't wait till the world see what she got. I can't wait to push her and put her out. Cause like, man, she raw.
For sure.
She raw, man.
Shit, I'm excited to see it.
I'm definitely gonna do something with my daughter.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna do something with her. Definitely.
That'll be dope. A full on brand or like
whatever she wanna do, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like she already talking like she business minded already. That's how she talked to me. Like, I got a business idea for you, daddy.
Oh, there you go.
I'm like, yeah, so like she getting molded.
Yeah.
Like, she kinda getting molded for it.
That's what's up.
Like, so I'm passing the torch to them, man.
For sure. Start them young, man. Yeah. Start them young.
Yeah, I just say I'm the blueprint, man. I'm the blueprint for y'all.
There you go.
And show y'all a lot of stuff can be done, man. Just keep God first and, man, just do what you love to do, man.
For sure.
All this stuff just started from me doing what I love to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you just, sometimes it ain't about the money.
Yeah, that's real.
You know what I'm saying? Because if you ain't getting no money, man, you just going to stop.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You just keep rolling. You know what I'm saying? It'll come.
Hey, man, Los, man, to be honest, like, with you, you say your daughter, and she got her own brand, and then other people out there, man, you pretty much, you inspired by Dapper Dan, you the Duval Dapper Dan pretty much, because, like, nobody 100%. In the city did anything that you did.
To this level,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm just trying to set the bar, man.
Yeah, you definitely ball, doing
somebody,
it, bro.
Cause somebody gonna come behind me that's gonna go higher.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's gonna take it higher, man, from the city. So you know, it's good to know that I'm part of the history, like in Jacksonville. I'm definitely, fashion wise, man. Like, and that make me feel good, man. Cause I know it ain't been done.
Right.
Like, especially from somebody like us. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. I can tell you. It's still brands bitter about not getting them kind of looks. So
yeah, man, but it's a lot of hard work though.
You know what I'm saying? You're talking in the city.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say. Hey, man, nobody doing it like 89 Lowe's.
Nah, man.
I appreciate y'all, man. I appreciate it, man.
It was a reason why the Jaguar looked out for him. So,
For sure.
Man, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it.
And it goes without saying.
Yeah, because we got a billion people that do the Jaguar tees. Nobody do it on this level. I'm sorry.
Right.
I appreciate the love, man. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure, man. A lot of hard work, bro.
Yeah, nah, you top dog in this shit, man.
A lot of hard work, man. It's good to set the tone, man. Good to set the tone. Anything you do, man, don't play with it.
Nah, that's
real.
Saying?
How you start is how you gonna finish, you know what I'm saying? You come out playing.
Yeah.
Man, your brand gonna be playing all from start to finish, man.
That's some real shit.
Come out serious, man. It's gonna show.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna show, and I'm glad it's showing, man. I'm glad the light is a good light.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's a good light right now. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up, dog.
Yeah, I know a lot of people like hitting you up in your DMs and so whatnot, like coming to you in person, like asking you like how to start a brand.
Oh yeah, definitely.
You ever thought about doing like a workshop or something?
I am. Okay. I'm trying to figure something out now, man, because I don't even get to answer all of them. But yeah, a lot of people ask me about how do you start a brand? Like, I don't know where to start. I got ideas.
And, yeah.
Yeah, I'm definitely finna start something to help people for real. Like, that's one thing I out of all this, man, I just want to give back some kind of way, man.
Yeah.
I want to give back some kind of way.
Mentorship. Somewhere. There you go.
Yeah. I'm with it, man. I'm with it. You know, like, am I DMs open?
Yeah.
People call me. Some people call me off Facebook. I don't even be knowing them. You know what I'm saying?
That's like, funny.
Yeah. Like, people call me like, man, what is this? They like, man, I just need help, man.
Yeah.
I just need help because I got some ideas I want to do, man. I'm like, man, bet, man.
That's what's up.
That's funny because the other week somebody had blew me up on the I didn't even know you could call people on IG.
Somebody called me on IG.
They were like, man, how you start a podcast? I was like, bro, who are you?
Boy? That's crazy. Boy, it's real. Now you about to go back and reevaluate yourself.
Yeah, boy, it's real.
Oh, like, what the hell?
Like, man, let me answer these questions.
Yeah, man.
Oh, you talking about what I said the other day?
Yeah,
you're right. But yeah, you got me wondering, look, you might actually need to start a YouTube or something, bro.
Yeah, man.
Hey, is that time?
Yeah, man. I get the team to do it, man. All I need is the help, I do it, man. I've been saying that for a minute, too.
Yeah.
We're going to talk off air. We might have to make that happen.
Yeah.
I was about to say TikTok. They trying to get TikTok up out of here.
Yeah, I heard TikTok ain't going to be here in January.
I don't like that. Yeah, they said January 19th.
I think January is
going to
be done. Yeah. Went through the courts and all. Like,
yeah, that's crazy. They tried to appeal it. They said it's over. Only way that TikTok can stay in the United States, and it's the only way, the dude that owned TikTok, I think they're in China, I believe.
Yeah.
They have to sell it to a U.S. company. Mm. They have to.
I would move here, get my residency, or plant a motherfucker, sell it to them, and run it from China. Boom.
I don't think they're going with that. They got to sell it to like Elon Musk or somebody. Like,
yeah, it's a lot. I believe it's a lot of steps that they're doing.
Yeah, 100%.
That's a lot of money for real. TikTok.
Have y'all seen
a lot of information too?
It makes me think about this show on Netflix now, The Madness.
I don't think I've heard.
Man, when y'all get a chance, check it out. I ain't gonna talk too much about it, but it's just basically about a black man falsely accused of a murder. Mm-hmm. But it shows like how high shit can go throughout a system when money's involved. You know what I'm saying?
Real.
And like in this case, it would be tough with it'd be tough to do damn near anything with that kind of money. You know. So
I gotta check that out. Yeah, Netflix, they drama
some. Yeah, they got some good shit. But
So why we talking about TV real quick? I'm gonna pivot off clothes. I'm kind of intrigued by this, Los. What's some artists, like music artists, you listening to right now?
Oh man, right now, still listening to Papa.
Mm-hmm.
Papa. Man, Detroit. Man, I've been listening to one of my favorite artists right now. Man, anybody know me? They gonna tell me, man, Baby Smooth.
Okay,
Baby Smooth. I'm from Detroit.
Detroit rap, speaking my language.
Man, I've been on him for a minute, man. Like, a good 4 years, know what I'm saying? I've been on the Detroit scene for a little minute, like, just listening to them, man. They got a crazy music scene right now.
Yeah, they going crazy.
Listen to Babyface Ray.
Lonnie Banz.
Well, he from Flint. He coming home soon. Rio the Youngin.
Yeah, Rio the Youngin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Rio the Youngin. Mob Squad and all that. Moot Boy.
Oh, the Mob Squad, not for you.
Yeah. He just saying everything. Not,
my fault. I thought you started talking about Detroit. I got you.
Yeah. I'm done. But from the city.
Okay. I got confused.
Yeah,
Doobie.
Doobie still raw. Doobie,
yeah, shout out to Doobie.
Yeah,
Doobie
still coming. Moot Boy from Orlando.
Okay.
Yeah, Moot Boy. Like you say, Papa. Ain't too many. And then I listen to a lot of old stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I listen to a lot of old stuff, man. But yeah, that's what I've been listening to lately, man.
Yeah. All the artists you name is like artists that you listen to if you want to stay motivated.
On to the bag. You know what I'm saying?
Anybody that's watching, if you trying to get to the money, man, just listen to nothing but Detroit rappers.
What?
That's real.
I definitely listen to Smooth when I'm on that way to that. Hey. When I'm moving.
Yeah.
Man, that's Smooth on.
Yeah. I heard that.
Yeah. You speaking of Detroit, Payroll Giovanni.
Payroll Giovanni. He another one. Yeah.
Yeah, that's that. Yeah.
OG getting my OG motivation too.
He was the first one niggas was talking about that I heard of when it came to like that money rap. Yeah, that motivational money rap. It was like, hey, listen to Payroll.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they got a crazy little scene right now. Crazy scene. And them boys real motivational.
Yeah.
Motivational.
That's that real good. Yeah, that real good money music right there. Mm-hmm, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Get you a pair of buffs.
I rock with them boys. Rock with them.
For sure. You need to do some glasses or something. I didn't say that.
Oh, yeah.
What's some,
I thought about it.
You thought about it? What's some, besides you do jackets, pants, shirts, what's some other stuff that you gonna start working on?
Man, rugs, man.
Rugs, yeah.
People been asking me about the rugs, man. Just the rug, man. Yes, right. Sir, yes, sir. Hey, man. Man.
Rugs, man. It's about that time.
Man, people been asking me about that. We gonna drop that rug again, man. We gonna drop a rug.
Let's, I'm like, do,
man,
it.
It, rugs coming, man. But that, man, like you say, different items. Like I wanna do like the not the 3D. That the 3D,
you know we do that too now. Yeah, you know we do that too now.
To,
you know we do that.
Yeah.
You know we do that too now.
Yeah,
shit, we go crazy.
Right, right. I want to do the action figures, man. But I, man, I want to do some dope stuff, man. Like I want to do a video game, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah,
bro. Like I want to do it because I just like that feel, man. Even with my brand, like I always had that 80s, 90s mm-hmm. feel. So I'm gonna keep bringing that. I'm gonna keep bringing that energy. You know what I'm saying? I just want to put my little spin on it. But yeah, just so many so many different ideas, man.
Yeah, we got a lot to talk about off air.
Yeah, man. So many different ideas for real, man.
Yeah, just go Fortnite. You could do on some skate decks, some skateboard decks.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff. Yeah. Hell yeah. Hey, yo.
Get into that. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, man.
Because that's like the... Well, that's always... Nostalgia is always a big
always
part
gonna
of it.
Win.
It's
yeah.
always going to win. Right. The older people, they call us unk and stuff. They call us OGs, but they like our style. They like a lot of the stuff that we did in the day. So,
you talking about the younger folks?
But yeah, the younger folks. Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah. Yeah, they call. I'm saying they call us. Unks.
Yeah.
And OGs, but they be jocking our style with a lot of stuff.
100%. 100%.
Right.
But shit, that's how the game goes. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, but I try to keep it, like, even with the brand, I try to keep it where it touch everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Young and old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful cross. Like, this is it's dope to see because it is nostalgic in the pattern, more or less, like, as far as, you know, you think about the early 90s Nikes and mm-hmm. such. There are elements, right? But it's still... fresh enough to wear, like, yo, you put these on today, man, I might grab me 5-6 of them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I'm locked down now, so I can't I can't wear them willy nilly.
Let me show y'all the shoe one more time, bro.
Yeah, this, man. Nah, these Jones crazy.
I held them up the whole episode. My arms hurt.
I wish you could release them with the tag and everything, dog, because. Like you said earlier, we haven't seen many. I don't think we've seen. See, like, I say this for myself because I don't remember the 90s pair. I've never seen a official NFL shoot, like a team release something. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And this would have been crazy. It's not attached to a player. So you could come up, you could drop this every 3 years type shit.
Yeah.
And not have to worry about nothing. So, man, they need to get off that shit.
I should
have
brought the pill, man. It's original. I got the original 94 pill. It had it's with the band logo and all. But the NFL dropped them. Yeah, they look like some old Deons, but the quality was crazy. And it's only one person that had another the other pill. It's only two people that have in Jacksonville.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And I swapped them out. He had an 8.5. No, I had an 8.5. He had a 10, and we ended up swapping them.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, but man, the quality was crazy on them. The NFL made them. They was the official Jaguar sneaker.
Damn.
Yeah, it was the band logo too. So they was made. They had to be made in 94.
Yeah.
So I got them, but I got a pair on. But man, other than that, I ain't seen a raw like official sneaker.
I ain't never seen it. So
like quality wise, like how they holding up? Like
man, they holding up crazy. Man, the quality so good on them. Man.
Damn.
So I'm talking about from the everything.
Can you wear them?
Yeah, you can wear them. Yeah, okay. You can wear them.
You know, like, you know, shoe 90, that bottom crumble.
Yeah. No, it ain't no crumbling on it or nothing, man.
That's insane.
Man, I should have brought them. Yeah, I'm going to see y'all some pictures, though. I should have brought them, though. Sure. Yeah, they A1. I'm talking about, like, the bottom, the sole, insole, leather, everything still intact. No cracks on it. No, man, I'm like, man, what the hell? Like, this material's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, good quality. A1.
That's A1.
Yeah, I got to see that because what I was thinking about, you remember when Reebok was making the shoes? They was making like the fake Air Force Ones. It was like the Iverson ones.
I remember that.
They did those.
The fat tone.
Yeah,
the muffin tone.
The muffin
tone. That bitch just had the I3 on the side, bro.
Yeah, I remember that.
They took the I3 logo off and they put every NFL team logo.
Oh,
and they made the Jaguar ones. Y'all remember those?
I don't like talking about them shoes.
Yeah.
My grandfather, he support the flea market. You know what I'm saying? Like, my grandfather, he an older nigga. You know what I mean? But he just want to see black folks win.
Right, right.
So he'll buy anything.
Yeah, man.
He'll wear that shit.
Man.
Now, that same pattern of the shoe, he had some. I thought they was real Reeboks, bro. They have money all over them, man. Like flying dollar bills type shit.
We got the Gateway Special.
Bro, I can't be a day.
We got the Norwood Special.
I was about to say, bro, you got some Greedy Genius shoes?
Yeah, bro, what dead wrong.
He was like, well, I went to the flea market yesterday.
No.
Guy was selling some jeans, so I bro, I looked at the jeans. They got a big ass Saints logo. It ain't the logo, but it's.
Yeah, he don't mean no harm. He just trying to spend money, man.
He just trying to
look out.
I respect it because he was supporting black businesses.
Bro, that's all he do. But I just be like, Granddaddy, why do you wear it?
You gotta let him do his style. That's his style.
I'm gonna run into him. You never know.
Yeah, I know. I know he was buying everybody's CD back in the day.
Yeah, you gotta let him do his
thing. Bro, my grandfather that bought every, like, if anybody was doing right, you know what I'm saying? He don't just support anything, but you know what I'm saying? If you trying to make something of yourself, my grandfather done bought it.
He gonna support it.
Like, that nigga gonna wear it to a game type shit.
He real for that. I might not wear it, bro. I'm gonna buy it, but I'm like, man, dang, I don't know about wearing it.
Yeah, straight up, same, but nah, he'll throw that shit on, bro. And he'll, like, you can't tell him nothing. If somebody come and ask him about it, he'll tell them with the most confidence, like, nah, I like this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro,
you probably paid somebody rent back in the day.
Dog, I love my grandfather for that shit. For real.
Yeah, he doing his thing.
You think he still got, like, some of the stuff? Because I'm intrigued by, like,
if he still got some of the stuff.
Yeah, they hold that kind of stuff.
My grandfather don't got a need for shit. This nigga just be riding down the street, come back with 7 pair of jeans. No bag. I be like,
that boy ain't finna stop.
I asked you that because I remember one time my pops was kind of the same way. So we was going inside the flea market one time. I forgot which one it was. It might have been Norville Flea Market. And there was some dudes, they were like from Chicago. And they were like, man, we just came down here from Chicago, man. We trying to sell our CD. My dad bought the CD, and we were like, bro, what? He gave it to me. I was like, I don't want this shit.
Man, it was the best day. Bro. You don't know what you're going to get when you listen to it.
Guess what, bro? I never listened to the CD.
Yeah.
So Kanye West start going crazy. I looked at the CD. That CD that they sold, all the beats was done by Kanye West.
Nah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
I don't know where that is. I think I still might have it, bro.
Well, you should have kept that one, boy.
My brother, it's somewhere. What's that white boy that was signed to 3-6 Mafia?
Lil White.
Yeah. He sold my brother a mixtape in Pensacola one time.
He has me too, though.
He did. All them niggas from Texas used to come out. So we had all the mix CDs from them. But my grandfather used to buy, he was a high school teacher. So he used to, like, support the day CDs. I was in the shed the other day over Thanksgiving and shit. And I seen that he still got all his music, CDs, cassettes, records. Nigga got a reel to reel. My grandfather got everything, bro. Like, when he passed, and not that I'm rushing, but when he passed, boy, I'm sitting on gold.
Yeah,
nigga.
But that's some gold right there.
Through that bit.
Yeah, that was the good days, though. You go get somebody a CD, because you never knew if it was going to be raw, it was going to be trash.
Straight up.
Shit, we knew we were going to get some good
laughs. You might not even get the CD you wanted. It's just,
man, we never passed up. Like, man, that was just us. Like, when people, like, you know how you go to the flea market and people like, man, listen to my CD. Man, we never pass them up.
For real.
Because we wanted some laughs.
Yeah, that's
right. But sometimes, man, you might pop that boy again. Hey, boy, this boy raw for real.
That's some real shit.
Yeah, there's a couple of Jacksonville dudes. What's the dude's name? Means of Operation. I don't know if they still rock. They sold me their CD in Radio Shack one time.
That's funny.
They just came in and said, "You like?" They always start. You like hip hop? Like, come on, bro. You know,
I like.
You know, I like hip hop, bro.
You listen to rap? No, nigga. I like country.
No, I do.
Well, there's some country on here too.
Yeah.
They lie, but yeah, sometimes you come across some gems sometimes, bro. Most of the time it'd be ass. But
when I was feeling myself, I used to tell niggas, like, bro, you gotta out rap me for me to buy your CD. I'd be like, you know, we both gonna spit a verse.
You used to be rapping?
Oh boy, I was cold enough. I was cold.
I was gonna take the spit some, but I ain't know what I'm saying.
Too many politicians, too many opinions, too many penny pinching, worry too little about pensions. Knew that way back when we was just two niggas, me and my homie, used to tote that little 22 with him, he told me. He been tried one too many times. He gave me a pistol. He said he got two now. This one's for you now. Take care of yourself, little brother, two now. And I just told him, cool, for what a part of the cool out.
For sure.
Too tired for me to think about sleep. Sure. I popped two no-dos that weekend, felt like 2 weeks. I copped one pack of swishes, had two blunts worth of weed that he threw me for free. He been bagging up inside my mama crib all through the week. Would've made mama weak. Double entendre, stressing the thought how both eyes might weep. Too young to kettle. Man, come on.
For sure. For sure.
And that's one of my favorite ones. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. For sure.
Well, you spitting like that. For sure.
Lowe's, why you pretending like you ain't rap too?
Man, I that's why I'm looking. I'm like, yeah.
Hey, look, for your next commercial, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We take it back to that old AM1 days. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. You get the ball. Yeah. We start dribbling and shit, nigga.
Still got some tracks ducked off too, man.
Come on, hey.
Yeah, I still got some ducked off.
Yeah, let me get a feature.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, man.
You gonna drop them or?
Man, I don't know.
Both y'all niggas need to drop music, man. Fuck it.
I don't know.
For real, today, today you can go crazy just streaming. So
you're right.
That's what
you're
I'm looking at. Like,
then when I drop one of these commercials, man, we're gonna have to do something.
For real, bro.
Drop the next commercial, man. Put some music. Yeah.
Get your theme song on that video.
For sure. Matter of fact, it is a song coming with 89 in it. Know
come
what I'm
on.
Saying? Y'all are here, though. Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, it's coming. Y'all are here, though. It ain't even for me, though.
That's
I'm gonna let that be a surprise for y'all.
I'm gonna be waiting. It sounds like it's coming soon.
It is. It definitely coming soon.
Yo, man, that's huge.
Hey, man, this has been this been a good episode, man. Yeah. We got another classic with Lowe's. Let me show the shoe one more time.
For sure.
You show
for
the white one, I'll show the shoe. The one that's in my hand. Look at this. Look at the bottom, man.
Yeah, nah, bro. The bottom crazy.
Snap.
The bottom crazy. I like the mix between like the inspiration from the ones that 8900 cutting through the middle. Psh, fire.
For
fuck,
sure,
bro.
For sure. Yeah, for sure. Because I definitely switched the soul.
Yeah. Nah, you can tell that everything is original, bro. Like, this shit is hard, bro. This shit is hard.
Yeah, you ain't gonna get got like the mother boys. What them boys that they be making them shoot that look like the ones?
Cool Kai.
Shout out to Kai though too,
yeah,
man.
He's a legend, man.
He a legend. Yeah, he did his thing because right now, man, he dropping his own now. Know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah.
When I was saying that, I wasn't talking about Cool Kai.
Which one you talking about?
It's some other. I'm talking about the dude that got arrested. He was like in prison. What's the dude?
No.
Omni and the Hellcat.
Kai actually did it right.
Kai is actually a legendary designer.
Yeah.
Nike low key hating on Cool Kai.
Yeah, for sure.
Going down with
now, Omni was just like.
Omni was stealing. Yeah, Omni was stealing.
Omni was like.
He was mad at Kai by some joke.
You ever seen the rug videos where they throw the rug, like the yarn at the thing and it just pop in with the color?
Yeah.
That's what he was doing with the ones, basically. Yeah, he was like, all right, let's just try this. You know what I'm saying?
Because Cool Kai, his shoes, I actually like Cool Kai clothes better than the shoes.
His clothes crazy, man.
Yeah.
It's a smart dude.
They also got rid of John Geiger, though.
Oh, from Nike.
They got him up out the game.
He stepped down, didn't he? Or they let him go?
Well, he wasn't with them officially. He was doing the forces. He was doing like Air Force One renditions and shit. They sued him. That nigga stock went from like here, bro. I've never heard his name in the last like 2 years.
Dang, that's crucial.
Not once.
I feel like he might have just stopped a little bit.
Nah, he's still designing. He basically took the check off and put, I want to say a J or maybe a JG, but it just didn't hit the same. You know what I mean?
At this point, anybody can come back. Cause I feel like Kiff was kind of quiet a little bit, and then they kind of like,
I don't feel like Kiff was quiet. I feel like Kiff had a stagnant point to where it was like, okay, you've kind of done so much. You know what I mean?
Man.
Like,
where, I knew Kiffy, they had motherfuckers eating $20 bowl of cereals.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you've done so much, the niggas done went broke behind you. How much more am I gonna buy the same, you know, theme designs type shit? But I mean, like I say, Ronnie Fee on a hell of a run right now for sure, to where you can't even deny a lot of the shit. And we talking like at least the last 3 years, he's been constantly finding ways to innovate, you know. So I don't, like, I look at Kith a lot differently than I do a Supreme, than I do a John Geiger or something like that. You know what I mean? Because the way he's been able to reinvent himself has consistently been exciting, you know?
Right.
Legit.
Yeah, legend, though, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, just legends, man. I'm like, dang, keep dropping. God.
Yeah.
Anyway, man, we talking about Los, man. Go ahead.
Motherfucker, 89 original.
We talking about the Duval legend, man.
For sure.
Hey, Los, while we holding up the shoes, man, go ahead and promote everything and what you got coming.
Yeah.
Oh, man, right now, definitely got the sneakers coming on. Some new colorways and the sneakers going to be dropping in 25, man. And to be honest, man, the Jaguar collection still on. It ain't even done yet. It ain't even done yet. And we just got a lot coming, man. Like, we got 89 Los Arcade. Man, just some new styles coming. Man, that's a lot coming, man. Like, y'all just stay tuned, man.
For sure. Tell them where they can find you at.
89losoriginals.com. Instagram, 89losoriginals. Facebook, Carlos Foster. Y'all hit me up.
Man, tap in. Brother, well of knowledge, you know what I'm saying? The detail on the shoes is just fucking incredible, you know what I mean? Once y'all grab y'all own pair, y'all will be able to see it firsthand. But yeah, take our word for it for now. You don't want to miss a pair. Check out all his other drops, man. I still got 3-4 shirts that I wish I could have grabbed. They just sold out too motherfucking fast. Yeah, so.
They sell out quick.
Bro. Like, bro, you got to be on it. So set your alarms, your notifications, all of that. And definitely tap in and get familiar.
Hey, man. We're gonna do a part three, man. When some more stuff come out, when that arcade come out.
Lied, you know.
that part three coming out, but definitely. Man, Joe said all the whole spiel, man. Go ahead and check this brother out, Carlos. 89 Los Originals. With all that said, we out.